Sit back, relax, and open that mind. You are now tuned in to the Paranormal Patriot.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
You know, we've seen three glowing figures out in the field. It seemed like their heads were glowing.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to this week's episode of the Paranormal Patriot. As it is every week, I am your host, wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me this week. This week's show is going to be interesting. Yes, I am going to talk about the coronavirus, but in a different way. I'm not going to talk about the virus itself. I'm going to talk about the impact around the world that this virus has had, but most importantly, the impact in Michigan, because Michigan stood up for itself. Michigan stood up and said, enough is enough. Now, I'm going to surprise people when I talk about this, because I'm not going to be fully on the side of the people that protested outside the Capitol building in Lansing, Michigan on Wednesday, because there are some things on there that I don't agree with what they did, but it is the response that our illustrious Governor Gretchen Whitmer had, and Debbie Dingell, that the response that they had that tells everyone everything they need to know. I'm going to talk about that. And then, you know, last week, Jay Miles was on the show, and I had such a good time. The response from that show was incredible. That was a over two-hour show. And if the average listening time for that show is any indication, most of you stayed with that show till the end. Longest show I've ever produced, one of the highest rated shows I've ever produced, and I cannot wait to have Jay on again. Jay was a great guest, very informative. I had so many people contact me and say, that was a good show. That was a great guest, very informative, very humorous. It was just like listening to two friends talk back and forth. And it's kind of like how it was. You know, I'm not kind of my normal self when I'm doing an interview. I try to be a little bit professional. But when Jay and I talk, you know, honestly, I've never met Jay face-to-face. We've just talked over the phone. We've talked on his show. Now we've talked on my show. Talked via chat and messenger, but that's it. But we just click. And it was a great show. Jay is a great guest. And more importantly, he's a great person. I hope a lot of you sent him an email on vanishinggates.com and just said, hey, thanks for being on the show. It was a great show. But the paranormal aspect of that show kind of rekindled my love of the paranormal, talking about it. And I, as I mentioned last week, I've had a lot of guests say, hey, let's get back to the paranormal. Coronavirus is wearing a little thin. And I agree. But again, this is a historic time to be alive. We cannot talk about this. We have to talk about this. Because at first it was the coronavirus itself. Was it the pandemic that everybody said? Now it's the draconian measures that some of our governors and some of our politicians are just shoving down our throats, and people are starting to step back and stand up for themselves against it. And in the case of Michigan's governor, they don't like it. Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer, does not like anybody contradicting and objecting to her authority. And we're going to talk about that, and I'm going to give you some audio examples and tell you what exactly she said. Because what she has imposed is beyond draconian. It is borderline tyrannical. You need to hear what she is allowing us to do, what we cannot do, and why this isn't, in my opinion, and well, I should say in a lot of people's opinions, why this isn't about a health crisis, why this is about power. And I want to talk to you about that. But then to end the show, I have a great listener. I'm not going to give his name because I don't know if he wants me to give his name, but he and I were talking a couple weeks ago via text or messenger. I can't remember what it was, but he said he wants me to do a show about the Kraken. And I've heard of the Kraken, didn't study the Kraken much. So over these last couple weeks, I have done some research on the Kraken. And, you know, I'm not an expert on it, but I think I know enough now to make me a little dangerous. So we're going to talk on the show also about the Kraken. For those of you who don't know what it is, you have to stick around. And this is just because this listener, A, he wanted me to talk about it, but because he's so generous and such a great listener, I felt I have to do this for him because he's helped me out. Now, I know last week I talked to you and said that I wanted to get somebody on this show that has been going through the coronavirus, give you a firsthand account of what that person has been experiencing. Now, while that was the plan, it unfortunately did not come to fruition. I talked to him last night. I'm recording the show on Friday, so it would have been Thursday night. And at this point, he has been released from the hospital, but he is still struggling to get 5-6 words out at one time before losing his breath. And I told him, no, you need to recover. You need to rest. I don't want you on the show. I don't want you putting any more strain on yourself than necessary. So we're pushing it back. I don't know how long it's going to take him to recover. It was a pretty touch and go for a while, but he is on the mend, and that's a good thing. But I did want to have him on the show, but I'm not going to risk his health, and I don't want to put him in a situation where he just feels uncomfortable. So hopefully we'll get him on the show. If not, you know, we'll get creative. I don't know what we'll do, but we'll get him on the show because I really think my listeners need to know. For those of us who don't have anybody close to us that has gone through this, it is a good thing to know what these people are going through. But unfortunately, that will not be on this show. On this show, you will be hearing about draconian politicians, the absurd rules that they are forcing us to live by. What exactly is the meaning of these rules, and what is the end game? We're going to learn about this and more after the break. So what I want you to do is sit back, relax, and open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Yeah, don't say you haven't noticed. Double tap in my oldest. I know that I'm your focus. Let's keep it real 100. Don't tell me you ain't noticed. You lurking while you stunting. My story says you scrolling. I know you know I know. What you gonna do now?
You've heard him on this show. Now listen to Jay Miles on his own show, Vanishing Gates. From the paranormal to true crime to anything in between, Vanishing Gates will satisfy your thirst for thought-provoking, intelligent, yet down-to-earth conversation. Again, you've heard him on this show. Now go listen to Jay Miles on his own show, Vanishing Gates. Vanishing Gates is Paranormal Patriot approved. Okay, so this week, it would have been Wednesday of this week, the citizens of Michigan had had enough. On April 13th or 14th, I can't remember which day it was, but the governor of Michigan extended our shelter in place, which, to be honest with you, that's fine. Let's just do it, get it over with, stop the spread of the virus, and let's enjoy summer. The problem is, when she did that, she added non-essential services to that list. Now, if you remember on last week's show, at the beginning of it, I played for you part of her press conference that stated that she doesn't want low-income workers going out and touching gas pumps, going to get food. And that struck up a firestorm of controversy here in Michigan. Now, she played it off like, well, you know what? It is what it is. These are low-income workers, and they don't need to be out. Well, the people of Michigan have had enough, because on top of not being able to hang out with your family, if you are deemed non-essential, you are not working. She imposed, when she extended the order till April 30th, she imposed additional restrictions. And what I want to do is I want to go over some of these restrictions for you, and then I'm going to point out the ludicrousy of what these restrictions are, because there's no sense in them. It's all a power grab. So in Michigan right now, you cannot meet in any group other than your family. Nobody can come over. Nobody can be within 6 feet of each other. There is a $500 fine if you do so. You cannot go to church. You cannot go to the doctor. Most everything now is a video consult. You can't go to the dentist. You cannot. Now, this is where it gets a little ridiculous. You cannot take your motorboat, your boat that has a motor, and take it out on the lake. If you have a canoe, you can go out on the lake or the river. You cannot. If you have in Michigan here, for those of you who don't live in Michigan, a lot of people have a summer cabin or a summer home, either up north or down south of the state, on a lake or on a river. You have to choose where you're going to live. Now, you cannot, if you have a summer cabin and you live in, let's say, Saginaw, Michigan, and your summer cabin is in Traverse City, you can't go to it. You are not allowed to go to that summer cabin at all, that cottage, wherever it is. You cannot go to a hotel. You cannot buy paint. You cannot buy grass seed. You cannot buy seeds at all. You cannot do any gardening or go buy gardening equipment. You cannot go buy an American flag. If you are a lawn service company, you are out of business. You are deemed non-essential. Here in Michigan, just this past week, and April 17th, so it would have been April 15th, April 14th, in Marquette, Michigan, they got 2 feet of snow. Most lawn service companies double in the winter as snowplow companies. What are they doing up there? Because even in Marquette, Michigan, where snow is a normal thing, it needs to be plowed. Businesses need to be plowed. But I guess if you have a governor that just stifled every business in the state, I guess that doesn't matter. But now here is the hypocrisy. I can't go to the dentist. I cannot go to the doctor. But yet, abortion clinics remain open. I can't go get my teeth cleaned. I can't get that crown put on. I can't get a filling. But if I want to end a child's life, I can do so. For those Michiganders that own summer homes or cottages, you are not allowed to go to those cottages. But people from Chicago, and trust me, Chicago is a hot spot. In Michigan, people that live in Chicago, there are a ton of them that have vacation homes in Michigan. They are allowed to come here. So we in Michigan, our hotspot is essentially Detroit. We have a couple surrounding Genesee County, maybe Ingham and Saginaw counties that are pretty, they've got a couple hundred cases. Detroit, Wayne, Macomb, Oakland, the city of Detroit, they have thousands upon thousands of cases. The vast majority of cases of the coronavirus in the state are in and around Detroit. So you are going to let people from Chicago, where there is a hot spot in Illinois, the hot spot in Illinois is Chicago, you are going to let them come into Michigan and potentially spread the disease, because they're going to have to get gas in our state. So if I am a Michigander and I decide, you know what, I'm traveling up to my cottage, and I get pulled over by a police officer asking where I'm going, and I have a Michigan driver's license, I can get fined. But that same person who lives in Illinois gets pulled over, asks, where are you going? I'm just going to my summer home. Have a good day. That is lunacy. You cannot go to the store. You cannot buy paint. What else? What are people doing right now during this shelter in place? They're doing home improvements. They're going outside. It's getting nicer out. They're starting their garden. Nope. Governor Whitmer says you can't, because you can't go into a store and pick up seeds. You can't go pick up paint. But yet you can go into the store, place an online order in the store, and then pick it up. This is the lunacy that we are dealing with here in Michigan. If you own a lawn service, a yard maintenance company, you are out of business right now, because Governor Whitmer says you and your low-income workers have to go fill up the gas tanks. I guarantee you, if you told those lawn service companies, you make sure your employees wear gloves and masks when they fill up their tanks, they will do it to stay in business. But she doesn't even put that on the table. Construction is stopped. Hairdressers, nail technicians, stopped. But yet when she does a press conference, oh my God, her hair and her nails look impeccable. She has mastered the art of a self-hairdo and self-nail coloring or painting, whatever you do, nail polishing. She has mastered that. Or is it because she has somebody else doing it? She is imploring everybody to wear masks. She is imploring everybody to stay 6 feet apart. But yet when she has these press conferences, it's her medical director, and some lady doing sign language behind her. Nobody's wearing a mask. These people aren't 6 feet apart. This is hypocrisy, and this is what the people of Michigan are seeing, and they are furious. So on Wednesday, April 15th, the people of Michigan, and don't let people tell you it was just conservatives, it was conservatives, Democrats, independents. It was people who were out of work. People want to work. They want to bring back their livelihood. In the matter of maybe a week, week and a half, a conservative foundation, a conservative group formed what they call Operation Gridlock. And what it was is, hey, let's get a couple cars in front of the Capitol in Lansing and show Governor Whitmer that we're upset. That Facebook call for people to get active and take back their rights grew from, hey, let's see how many cars we can get to surround the Capitol, to, by all accounts, over 100,000 people showed up at the Capitol building in Lansing. They were not only around the Capitol, they were scattered throughout Lansing and all the way to the highway. People are pissed. The problem I have with this is, when you watch the videos, you saw Confederate flags, you saw Trump flags, you saw people out and about, not social distancing, and you saw people with masks on, standing on the Capitol grounds with rifles strapped around their shoulders. To me, and I get it, I really truly get it, you're upholding your Second Amendment rights, I get it, there's a time and a place for it though. And it made this whole thing look, A, very political, B, look like a Trump rally, and C, it gave the left a good argument that this was nothing but a political stunt. And it's partially true. You know what? If you really wanted to make a point, you don't let anybody out of the vehicles. If somebody gets out of their vehicles, get them back in. Keep everybody in the vehicles. Social distance. That way Gretchen Whitmer doesn't have anything to say about people who were not social distancing. Don't stand on the Capitol grounds wearing a mask carrying a loaded rifle. That's just stupid. And keep politics out of it, because this isn't about politics. But more importantly, in for those of you that are listening that posted on Facebook, you know who you are, that posted that this is ridiculous. People are just mad because they have to stay inside. Stay inside and everything will be fine. That is not what this rally, what this protest was about. Governor Whitmer is going to tell you that that is what these people were here for, because they just don't like to be sheltered in place. This is not what that was about. This was about putting Michigan back to work. This is about exposing Governor Whitmer for her horrendous decisions, her horrendous lack of leadership. This is about standing up against a tyrannical, power-hungry governor who has no care whatsoever for the constituents in her state. That's what this is about. To the people on Facebook that said, oh, there, look at that, showing pictures of an ambulance being blocked off. A, not that day, and B, never happened. People on Facebook are sounding off saying, oh, they blocked the entrance to Sparrow Hospital. What a travesty. These guys are idiots. Well, Sparrow Hospital came out and said, nope, never happened. We planned with the organizers. We planned with the police to make sure entrances in and out and emergency entrances for first responder vehicles were not affected by this. And they were not. But yet people got on Facebook, got on Twitter, and started spouting off how this is horrible. How can Republicans do this? Well, stop spreading your fake news. And this is the biggest problem with social media. People who just look at a picture, look at a headline, don't read the article, don't do any research, think that they are now informed enough to make a post. You know who I'm talking about. For those of you that are listening to this show who posted on there, that is a travesty that they are blocking the hospital entrance. It never, ever happened. But yet you have our governor going out and saying, I watched people with bare hands handing candy to children. No, you didn't. It never happened. But yet the uninformed on social media go out and repeat that verbatim, that they're going to spread this to kids because there are people out there without gloves on, without masks on, handing candy to kids. First off, if it happened, Gretchen Whitmer did not see it. She is a plethora of lies right now, and she's doing it to save her behind because she's in a world of hurt. At this point, it doesn't matter if it's Republican, Democrat, or independent. She is extremely unpopular, and she has to get the VP for Biden, or else her political career is now done because she is not going to be reelected in the state of Michigan. She has made that many enemies. And again, contrary to what the Democrats will tell you, it's not because she's a Democrat. It's because she has proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that in a crisis, she has no idea what she's doing. She has no leadership skills. This state, in this particular moment, needed somebody that can lead them through this. And what did they get? They got somebody who would not put the blame on her. She put it on Trump. We got someone who, instead of looking out for the citizens of Michigan, was looking out for her own political aspirations. And now the chickens have come home to roost because now she's treading water. She is dead man walking. The only thing that can save her political career is her getting on the VP ticket. And I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen because Biden knows the only way he can beat Trump, other than the Democrats just completely decimating the economy, which they're doing right now, and don't think that wasn't planned. But the only way he can beat Trump is to get a black woman on the ticket. And that's what he's going to do. And Gretchen Whitmer, the last time I checked, she wasn't black. So she is not going to get the VP nomination. She has totally disregarded the constituents in her state that put her there. And the fact remains that Republicans in this state are not going to vote for her. That is a definitive no. But there are Democrats that are not going to vote for her because of the way she handled this. But what was her response to this protest? And she decided to come out at 4 o'clock after the police were forced to shut down this. They started shutting down streets. Unconstitutional. We have the right to assemble. And we have the right to protest against a government. But the police were told to close down streets and shut this thing down. It wasn't blocking much traffic because, honestly, there's no businesses really open downtown other than Sparrow Hospital. And Sparrow Hospital, as I said before, was open for business and easily accessible. But she decided to go on TV and do an impromptu press conference. And honestly, it was like a mother scolding her children. She went on TV just amazed that anybody would defy her and defy her executive order. But that's what, we'll say, 100,000 people did. She went on there and just lambasted in, this is extremely irresponsible. These people were not social distancing. And I get it. I get it. They were not. She talked about the Confederate flag. She talked about the Trump flag. She talked about it being a Trump rally, which, you know what? To the organizers of this, you should have stopped that. Don't bring any politics into this. This is a protest against the authoritarian views and plans and guidelines that this governor has implemented. This isn't a rally. To those of you who were wearing your masks and carrying loaded rifles on the Capitol grounds, not the place for it. And she called that out, which you knew she was going to. This was her thing to step back on. This is her pulpit right here. This is why we cannot have this. Because you had people not social distancing. And that's when she started using the people handing children candy without gloves or masks on. Trust me, she didn't see it. She was nowhere around there. Then she went on to say, this situation right here, this protest, or she called it a rally, which, you know, I'm not going to argue with her. It turned out to be a rally, thanks to the people that wanted to make this a rally. And trust me, there were a lot of people that were out there to show her, hey, I need my job back. But there were a lot of you that said, hey, I'm going to make this my personal calling card. I'm going to go on the Capitol grounds and I'm going to wear a mask and I'm going to be open carrying. Or I'm going to put the Confederate flag in my car. Or I'm going to put the Trump 2020 flag in my car. Not the place, not the time. Do it right. We made a huge, huge point here. And because of these select few, it's diminished. To the organizers of this protest, you should have stopped that. You should have said, hey, get off the Capitol grounds. This is not the time or the place to be spouting off on the Second Amendment. This is to bring jobs and livelihoods back to Michigan. It's not your political views. But Gretchen Whitmer capitalized on that, which any good politician would, although I stretch to call her a good politician. But she ended up saying, it's because of this action that we may have to extend the shelter in place. So she has just legitimized an extension of this shelter in place, an extension of essential and non-essential businesses due to the actions of a few. If these people would have stayed in their cars, if these people would have just done what the organization, the organizers of this event wanted them to do, we would have made such a huge point. And don't take me wrong, we made a huge point. Because now Gretchen Whitmer's kind of coming around a little bit. She's like, well, we may have to start opening up a little, or lessening the restrictions come May 1st. But here's my question. You have all these businesses shut down. You have, you know, dentist's office, doctor's offices. You can't go to the hairstylist. You can't get your nails done. You can't go to Home Depot and buy paint. You can't go to the Home Depot and buy gardening supplies. You can't go to Home Depot and buy an American flag. But you know what you can do in the state of Michigan? You can go to the store and buy liquor. You can go buy cigarettes. You can go buy cigars. You can go buy lottery tickets. And you can go buy marijuana. Quick question. Why do you think that is? Quick answer. What do you think the state makes a ton of revenue on? The taxes of cigars, cigarettes, alcohol, weed, and lottery. This is nothing. This has nothing to do with a health crisis. This has everything to do with expanding the coffers of Governor Whitmer's pockets. If this had anything to do with a health crisis, let me tell you, abortions would be outlawed right now. You would be fined if you performed an abortion. Medical marijuana would be the only type of weed that was able to be procured. But yet, weed shops are open left and right. And look, I'm all for it. But these are Democrat points. They're pro-life. They're pro-legalization of weed. And let's talk about the governor of California. You know, last week on the show, I probably surprised a lot of people when I said, I'm pretty happy with how Governor Newsom has responded to this. And then he went out and said, whoa, the Paranormal Patriot supports me? Let me screw that over. He then decides that illegal aliens are now going to be able to get stimulus checks from the state of California. Where is that money coming from? It's coming from the taxpayers. The taxpayers that Governor Newsom has shut down that are now unemployed, but now they are stuck with the burden of paying for a stimulus check for somebody who isn't legally supposed to be here. This is the ludicrousy. This is how asinine this whole thing is. This is exactly why this is not a health crisis. This is a political means to gain power. Jay Miles last week got it right when he said that, yes, this started in a lab in Wuhan. Now it is coming out that the U.S. is finding proof that this was a deliberate attack on the world economy by China. And I'm going to tell you right here, if that is true, if the Chinese release this to destroy the economy of the world, every country that has ever owed them and does owe them debt, it's null and void. The problem is that's going to lead to war. But you know what? China has to be held responsible. They have been withholding information from day one. And all of you liberals out there are just up in arms because Trump is withholding funds to the World Health Organization. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the World Health Organization was in cahoots with China. China said in January, hey, by the way, this isn't transmittable from human to human. Without any proof, the World Health Organization went out and told the world, don't worry about it. You can't get it. While the Chinese were getting sick every single day, and the World Health Organization knew that. This World Health Organization, run by Bill Gates, who is scary, he's a scary, scary individual. He wants to have vaccinations for everybody, and he wants to have a chip implanted in you that shows you are vaccinated against the coronavirus. And it kind of goes back to the biblical prophecy that if you don't have that chip inside of you, then you can't buy or sell goods. Basically, you don't exist. This man is not a scientist, but the Democrats are looking at him as the savior. He's not a scientist. He isn't a doctor. Just because he runs or is head of the World Health Organization doesn't make him smarter than the rest of us. This is a coronavirus. This is a flu and cold virus. Yes, it's very aggressive. Yes, it's very easily transmittable. But we are going to come up within our own bodies. Our bodies are going to develop an immunity to this, just like they do with every flu, with every cold. It takes a different strain of flu every year to get you sick. If you've already been sick with that strain of flu, you are not going to get sick with that flu again. Your body builds up antibodies to it. All of these survivors, how do they know if you've had coronavirus? Because you had the antibodies in your system for that. Your body has produced a defense against the coronavirus. We don't need vaccines that are, just so you know, filled with aborted fetus cells. How does that make you feel? You're being injected with aborted fetus cells. I don't like it. And if you want to question me, do the research, because it's all over the internet. They don't deny it. Aborted fetus cells are in all of these vaccines. Why do you think there are so many complications with these vaccines? Because our bodies are not meant to take these. Our bodies have a natural defense. If we don't have a defense for it, we build a defense for it. Our bodies are absolutely amazing. If you look at it, the white blood cells in our bodies and the antibodies in our bodies are the best defense that has ever been created. But yet, people are standing in line to get the vaccine for the coronavirus that's not been tested, that's not been proven, but yet people are taking Bill Gates at his word. This is where I start to question this is where I go back and forth, because I know there is a virus out there that's different than anything we've seen, that it is killing people. I get that. But I believe that there is a mass attempt to make this 10 times worse than it really is. I personally know a nurse who I talked to on Wednesday. I know a nurse that works in the emergency department in Howell, Michigan, and I know one that works at the emergency department in Sparrow. And both of them has said, we're laying people off because there is, first off, if you have the coronavirus, if you have symptoms of the coronavirus, they won't let you in the hospital. They tell you to go home and quarantine. So the only people that are in the hospital are people with heart attacks. I would hate to be pregnant at this time and having a baby. I'd be petrified. But people that have medical conditions that have to be in the hospital for care, those are the only people. They will not let you come into the hospital if you have any symptoms of the coronavirus. They tell you, go home, quarantine yourself. Then, if you have to be put on a ventilator, then you come into the hospital. But that's the only reason why. And these hospital beds that they were telling us were going to be filled, that, oh my gosh, we're going to be short hospital beds, we're going to be short ventilators, it's not happening. They're laying people off because there's nobody sick. Look at the Comfort off of New York. What was it, 2,000 beds and only 20 of them were filled? Look at all these field hospitals that were built that they're dismantling now. This is a media, and trust me, it's a Democrat propaganda routine that is out to make Trump look bad, to make Trump look like he can't handle a crisis. If that were the case, if the Democrats were so hell-bent on helping the people of America, the stimulus, the second stimulus bill would already be passed, and it would be passed just as a stimulus bill. It wouldn't be passed with riders on it for mail-in voting. Why do you think Democrats want mail-in voting? Because it's so easy to cheat. They want all of these pork, and they want all of this other stuff that has nothing to do with the coronavirus. They don't have anything to do with us. They don't care about us. They want their power. And that goes right to our illustrious governor here in Michigan, and you can say it for every other governor that is just being authoritarian. Wisconsin, Virginia, Nevada. Nevada governor's just, I swear, that guy's demonic. And at this point, California, if you are going to pay for illegal immigrants to get money from the taxpayers that you have put out of work, that's just beyond heartless. I don't even know what to say anymore, but contact me and let me know what you think is going on in your neck of the woods. I want to hear it. So we're going to take a quick break, and this break's going to be a little different. There's not going to be any advertisements. What I want to do is, as you know, my brother and I, multiple of myself and Tommy V, we have our own little music group, and we just released a new song. We have a producer on this song, and I want to play the song for you this week, and you can download it on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play. You can buy it on Google Play or Amazon. I want you to listen to the song. It's very relevant to the times. That's why we put it out right now. We were going to wait till the album comes out, but we put it out now. Let me know what you think of the song. We are very curious. This is one that is very near and dear to us. This is one we're very excited about, and I want you to hear it. This is going to be a first. You're going to hear it first here on the Paranormal Patriot. This is a song by multiple myself and Tommy V. It is entitled When the World Goes Down. So listen to it. Let me know what you think. We'll be right back.
Hello. Goodbye. I'm done with y'all. Can't tell anybody how you really feel. I'm going to shatter your world right now. I'm going to blow your mind as I tell you the deal. Life is tough, but you make it harder. You got your own views and you're going to take them farther. We've been trained to hate one another. Mindless drones, man, do what we Civil War, fight those we love, but we don't love anymore. Has it all come down to this? Watching loved ones die as we plan to do this kiss? Where you gonna be when the world goes down? Where you gonna be when the world goes down? Where you gonna be when the world goes down? You gonna break the spell or stand?
country due to how they think. So colorful, man, I just don't understand. Training ourselves for civil war, fighting those we love but we don't love anymore. Has it all come down to this? Watching loved ones die as we plan a Judas kiss? We ain't gonna be when the world goes down. We ain't gonna be when the world goes down. We ain't gonna be when the world goes down. You're gonna break the spell or stand the ground. We ain't gonna be when the world goes down. We ain't gonna be when the world goes down. We ain't gonna be when the world goes down. We gotta change it up and spread the word around. Ourselves to rock this last verse. You got the last verse, multiple myself. Let's rock this up.
Where you gonna be when the world goes down? If you don't do something, you'll be 6 feet underground. Knowing that you were lost to never be found. I'll be in the studio making these sounds. Laughing at the media and all their games. They don't really care, they just want you to think the same. Stand up and show them that you ain't gonna buy it. If you let them in your head, then they're gonna try and buy it. Coronavirus fears have us all quarantined. Where are you gonna be when you wake up from this dream? Things aren't always gonna be what they seem, but this is gonna be our new reality. Face the facts, track things ain't never coming back. The world that you know it is ready to snap. Hold your loved ones close and give them a pat. Enjoy your last days on earth, cause they're coming up stat.
That was us, Multiple Myselves and Tommy V with When the World Goes Down, which I think in this day and age, pretty relevant song. Let me know what you think of it. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Like the Facebook page. We have a Facebook page, Multiple Myselves, Tommy V. And while you're at it, go ahead and like the Facebook page of the Paranormal Patriot. So I hope you like the song. It's one that we hold very near and dear to our hearts. It's very relevant to the times, I think. And as I said before, you can download it on Spotify. You can stream it on Spotify, all the major streaming services, Amazon Music, iTunes, wherever you buy music, you can buy the single. Share it with your friends when you get it. Let them know that this is the Paranormal Patriot on this song. It's crazy, I know. But now it is time. It's time to
release the Kraken.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are now about to release the Kraken. And for those of you who do not know what the Kraken is, if you were a seafaring gentleman or gentlewoman in days of old, there was probably no legendary sea monster that was as horrifying as the Kraken. Now, according to stories, this is a huge, many-armed creature that could reach as high as the top of a sailing ship's main mast. Now, a Kraken would attack a ship by wrapping their arms around the hull and capsizing it. The crew would drown or be eaten by this monster. Now, what's amazing about the Kraken stories is that of all the sea monster tales we've had, the Kraken is the legend that is most based on fact and most probably is the only legendary sea creature that we have ever read about that could possibly be real. Now, although the term Kraken is first found in print around 1770 or 1735, stories about this monster seem to date to the 12th century Norway. There are tales that often refer to the creature so big it is mistaken for an island or a series of islands. Even as late as 1752, when the Bishop of Bergeni, Erik Ludvigsen Pontoppidan, whatever his name is, wrote his The Natural History of Norway, he described the Kraken as incontestably the largest sea monster in the world, with a width of 1.5 miles. Now, as horrifying as the Kraken is made out to be, the biggest danger that the Kraken represented, it came to ships from the disturbance it made as it came to the surface, or the whirlpool it created as it descended below the surface of the water. Now, fish were apparently attracted to the vicinity of the Kraken,
And because of that, Norwegian fishermen would often fish over the creature despite the risk to their ships and their lives. Now, later Kraken stories bring the creature down to a smaller but still monstrous size. Early descriptions of the creature gave it a more crab-like appearance, but by the 18th century, it started showing up in drawings as a giant, many-armed coelophod, which is like an octopus or a squid. In 1802, the French scientist Pierre Denis de Montfort, okay, we'll go with that, stated in his book on the natural history of mollusks that the creature encountered by Norwegian sailors was the Kraken octopus. Montfort even suggested that there was an even larger type of octopus than this. That is the colossal octopus, and that had been known to attack sailing vessels. So many of us have seen pictures of this giant octopus wrapped around a ship in Pirates of the Caribbean. It was the Kraken. That's what they called it, the Kraken. I believe that's what it was. But it was the same thing. It was a giant octopus, and its arms came down and broke the mast of the ship. Now, the strength of the Kraken, the myth, became so strong that the Kraken could still be found in Europe's first modern scientific surveys of the natural world in the 18th century. And this is, listen, the call them what you want, our ancestors, the ancients, whatever you want to call them, they drew what they saw. They didn't draw like we do. They didn't draw fanciful, futuristic paintings. They drew what they saw. They drew cattle. They drew giraffes. They drew dinosaurs. They drew aliens. And they also drew giant squid-like beasts that were taking down ships. Out of all the sea creatures, Loch Ness Monster, Megalodon, you know, you name it, the Kraken is the one that I truly believe, after the research I've done, and trust me, I'm not a scholar on this, but out of everything that I can see, the Kraken is most probably the giant squid. Back in prehistory, there was more oxygen on this planet, and oxygen helps things grow. That's why dinosaurs got so big. That's why bugs got so big. Everything that we see that was technically around back when the dinosaurs were around, everything seems to have been bigger. You know, take it for what it is, giant or dinosaurs are giant lizards or giant birds, but they're still huge compared to the birds and lizards of today. The bugs of today are tiny compared to the bugs. Remember, we've all seen the picture of the huge dragonfly that used to fly around the Jurassic or the Triassic period. And scientists are attributing that, and you all know what I feel about scientists, but it makes sense. Oxygen helps you regenerate and helps you grow. So back in that time, they can tell that there was more oxygen because in the fossilized trees and in the layers of dirt, there's more oxygen. So I'll agree with that one. You put more oxygen in the atmosphere, things grow bigger. Plants grew bigger. Animals grew bigger. So if that was the case, maybe, just maybe, the giant squid was bigger. The pictures depicted in 18th century pictures that were created, it's eerily reminiscent of a giant squid. Now, there is a Google Earth photo from April 9th, 2016 that I will post on my Facebook page. Now, that photo, a lot of people say, is proof that the Kraken does exist. Now, this Google Earth photo was taken off the coast of Deception Island near Antarctica. And in it, it shows a possible creature that appears to be 100 feet from head to toe, although it is perhaps even bigger, as the end of which is seen in the photo looks to be the mid area of the giant creature. In other words, we're only seeing half of this creature and maybe not even half of it. So if so, that could make this creature as big as 60 plus meters. So as you can imagine, many people in and around cryptozoology circles and conspiracy theorists have chimed in with their theories of the image being the legendary Kraken. Now, some have said that it's some type of alien creature or some type of alien craft, but I'm gonna post it on my Facebook page, on the Paranormal Patriot. If you don't like the page, go to the page, like it, and you can see the picture that I'm going to post for you. Could it be swirling water? Could it be... who knows what it is? But it looks pretty convincing. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, we know more about the surface of the moon than we do about the depths of the ocean. And this Kraken, it has been known to... well, I guess its habitat is the colder northern waters. You don't see it. You wouldn't see it in the southern waters. You'd see it in the colder northern waters. I don't know if it's because there's more fish, more plentiful seals, sharks, orcas, whatever it is. But again, out of all of the legendary sea creatures, I do believe this is the one that could possibly exist. Now, we may call it today the giant squid, because again, every depiction of this Kraken, aside from the 1981 movie Clash of the Titans, depicts it as a giant squid-like creature or octopus creature. In 1981 movie, it bore no resemblance to that, but that's Hollywood. I think the Kraken was and is what we call giant squids, because up until recently, the giant squid was thought to be a mythological creature, but that lived deep in the ocean. We couldn't figure out why these humpback whales would have huge scars all over them until we realized that they are in a life and death struggle with a giant squid. So these giant squids that we didn't think existed are now proven to exist. And that goes for everything in cryptozoology. It's so easy to write it off. And you know, Jay and I talked last week about Occam's razor. You know, the easiest explanation is probably the most probable explanation. But that's not always the case. I've said it numerous times before on this show, and I'll say it again. We are bound as a human race by what we know. And the problem is we think we know everything. The truth of the matter is you constantly are seeing new and great updates to what we thought we already knew, because we're learning constantly. So for us to say Bigfoot, aliens, ghosts, Batman of Chicago, and the Kraken, just to name a few, for us to say that those do not exist is the epitome of arrogance, that we think we know it all. And I'm going to tell you right now, we don't know it all. Let's just look at space. We think we know enough about space to space travel. There is so much we do not know that it's going to get us killed. We're going to try it, and we're going to blow up on the launch pad. Same thing with our oceans. For anyone that's seen the Meg, there is a thermal layer in the ocean. And who knows? Who knows what that keeps on the lower end? And who knows if something from deep, deep, deep can come in and break through that thermal barrier and show itself on the surface of the ocean? There is so much we don't know, and it's just the epitome of arrogance to think we know everything. So that'll be the show today. I truly appreciate you listening. I know it went a little long on the political side, but I had to get... it's got to be known. We have got to stand up. This is a very critical time in the history of America. Do we accept our governments controlling what we can and cannot do, or do we stand up? The people of Michigan have stood up. Let's see what the rest of the country does. So, ladies and gentlemen, that'll be the show this week. I appreciate you listening. To the listener that recommended the Kraken, I appreciate it. I do believe it exists. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you next week. Should have seen it coming, knew the checks would bounce.